Welcome to Fairbanks Real Estate Radio Podcast. Thanks for joining us for episode 9 of Fairbanks Real Estate Radio. Why I left real estate. So this is the final episode. Sorry for those who follow or subscribe to this podcast. It was sort of the neglected stepchild, ironically, because I was always too busy with my real estate career. And the other thing is, my bigger podcast is the Clive Barker podcast. And you can find that by searching Clive Barker podcast or at BarkerCast on Twitter. If you ever want to hear more of me talking a lot, and especially if you're a Clive Barker fan, I'd definitely recommend checking that out. We're the only Clive Barker podcast, and that one has kind of taken over my podcasting space available in my brain, I suppose. So as of January 1st, 2017, I've left real estate to look for something else, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But first of all, if you're listening to this, you're a true friend, and I really appreciate you. The thing I will miss the most is the clients I've worked with at various times over the years, watching your kids grow up or change from a small house to a bigger house. You've become friends, and that doesn't go away. But the calendar at Christmas time does, I'm afraid. I'm sorry. But to give you a little context, my mom likes to describe the difference between me and my younger brother from the time that she watched us in gymnastics class when we were kids. We would get in line and run down towards the springboard and jump over the pommel horse. My brother Rob would run to the springboard, jump on it and stop. And he would wait for the guy, the teacher, instructor, to lift him over the pommel horse to the other side. In contrast, I would run as fast as I could, hit the springboard, and try to jump over the pommel horse before the guy could grab me and help me over. So I would just dive headfirst. It's always been like this for me. I literally and figuratively dive headfirst into things that I'm interested in. And real estate was no different. So when my son Joey was born, Jennifer told me that she was getting started on her therapy private practice, and it was my turn to get a job with health benefits. So I put this off in part because the Affordable Health Care Act, or Obamacare, gave us great insurance for the three of us for the first year. Really cheap, like $79 a month total for all three of us. Unfortunately, the next year it went up to $1,400 and we had to quit and have been without health care since. And on top of that, I frequently took other people's problems on as my own, took their stress, answered phone calls or texts as late at night. Spent a lot of my own money to smooth over negotiations by paying to fix things myself. These things were not conducive to family life. As I brought my stress into the house with us nightly, on top of that, I volunteered every year with the Greater Fairbanks Board of Realtors, going to many of the committee meetings, even ones that I was not a part of, served as director, treasurer, president, chairs of various committees, etc. By the time I made the decision to close the business down, I did it carefully and gradually. From October through the end of the year, I made sure that all my clients were taken care of by colleagues and that nothing was left hanging. Of course, my last two transactions had repair money held in escrow until spring, but I'll still help take care of those things. You know, technically, I am still licensed and my license is still at Remax. I'm not even technically unemployed. I'm just not going to work. So anyway, it took me months to get get my buyers and sellers taken care of until there were none left. And in the meantime, some of the damage was done. Jennifer had moved out. She'd been taking time to decide what she needs to do, and I'm here looking for another job with health benefits and regular, predictable hours. So please keep me in mind if you know of a position where a driven, possibly obsessive person like me might fit in. If you've made it to the end of this, thank you for listening to this final episode. I'd like to have done more with this podcast, and I'll miss real estate. But family has to come first, finally.